But let's concentrate now on events at Markovic Park. The final quarter of St Milosh Gaels against Bunnanaddin in the Connacht Gold Intermediate Football Semi. Bunnanaddin have added a point after the restart and they lead St Milosh Gaels 14-1 as we go back to Cian Breheny and Niall Canning again.
Too many steps. So we're hanging out of him, Cian.
I didn't think, yeah. I thought it was a harsh enough one to be called for overcarrying. It could have easily been a free out. But a good opportunity here for Alan to slot another one over and eat into that lead.
Alan McLaughlin has a free here about 20 yards out, favouring his left foot here. You'd imagine he put it over and he puts it over the bar here. That's a great score there, Alan McLaughlin. They're frees that you do not want to give Alan McLaughlin because he will punish you from frees, won't he, Cian?
Yeah, look, I'd love to have seen that back because I'm not sure. That's a huge score and a huge decision to give a free in for overcarrying there. I thought it was a little bit harsh on first view.
Yeah, definitely, that is for sure. Sligo GA TV brought to you here by Brennan Agri from Bunnanaddin, huge supporters of Sligo GA football. Oh, that is a great take in the middle of the park, but he just, when I says that's a great take, he gave a kick and it's gone a bit wayward. Jamie McLaughlin soaked it up and gave it to that man, Owen McHugh. Owen McHugh then would have been on the county team a lot of years then. Oh, that's a great score. Owen McHugh gives it to James Herity, and James Herity with his right foot straight over the bar. Bunnanaddin had done great play. I see a Grange guy down here. He, I think, got a hit after James Herity. But he's up there. I think Conor Murray just says, "Will you get up and play on?" Bunnanaddin then 14 points. St Milosh Gaels 1 goal and 9 points. That big Adrian Frey then plucks it from the sky and Grange gave him then a nice hit when he came down from Bunnanaddin coming attack with that man Cian Brett has done great play so far for Bunnanaddin in the opening half and the opening few minutes of the second half as well. Bunnanaddin coming attack and a wayward just execution there a bit too much and then a kick along the ground. But referee says play on, that didn't go over the sideline. They're over at the dugout end here and Grange coming on attack. Bunnanaddin 14 points, St Milosh Gaels 1 goal and 9 points. We had a cracker of a game here yesterday between St Farnan's and Eastkey. That going into extra time. Today can go into extra time, and if it's all level after extra time, it could go into penalties. But Grange come on attack then, but Gus Chapman says, no, bring back the ball. He wants to have a word with, I think it's that man Rory O'Dowd. A bit of an off the ball hit there, Gus Chapman. Probably is a yellow. It's a yellow, fair enough. An off the ball hit, Rory O'Dowd hit a St Milosh man. This is where tiredness sets in now, Cian, isn't it? This is where a lot of hitting goes on. Guys are getting tired.
Yeah, but now, they can see the finish line, they can see the county final, and this is where you start feeling the pressure. It's really about how they manage it over the next while.
Alan McLaughlin opts to go short, rightly enough. St Milosh Gaels then working in that corner. They're about 15 yards out of their own goal. They're hoping to eye up that Colburns comes through the middle. Colburn gets the ball, but Bunnanaddin good defending. They're a throw ball with Colburns, but Gus Chapman says no, it wasn't, and it's straight over here to the substitute here on his right foot over the bar. That's a great score. That is a great score for Milosh Gaels there. Michael Langan came on the ball with his right foot and straight over the bar. Bunnanaddin 14 points. St Milosh Gaels 1 goal and 10 points. Bunnanaddin need to win this kick out here. And this kick out from Jason McDonough here in the Bunnanaddin goals. He's hoping to eye up Adrian Frayne. Adrian Frayne is under it. And Matthew Gavin. Oh, but the break favours Bunnanaddin, and Bunnanaddin then have got a free. Alan McLaughlin, they reckon Alan McLaughlin then was a trip. I think it was a bit of accidental, but Gus Chapman says no, you tripped him when he was going away. Oh, it's a black card, a big call here. Alan McLaughlin has got a black card here. Gus Chapman has issued a black card to Alan McLaughlin. Big call here, Cian Brenny.
Yeah, Alan seemed to be on the ground. I don't know if that was intentional at all, and probably not why the black card rule is in place. Don't think it was deliberate. I don't think it was a deliberate takedown anyways.
But Alan McLaughlin has seen the sideline here. He's got a black card here by Gus Chapman here. Their main man is off here for St Milosh Gaels. It's Bunnanaddin's now to play for. Bunnanaddin 14 points. St Milosh Gaels 1 goal and 10 points. And great run there from Colm Donnelly. Colm Donnelly gives it to Adrian Frayne. Adrian Frayne went to give it back to him, but no, Grange. Oh, this is intense stuff here. Adrian Frayne's gone down with cramp, but Grange come and attack. Big hit off the ball here. Big hit, but Nadden gave a big hit here. There's going to be cards here now. The Grange guys are in here protesting. There's a bit of argy-bargy through here. Oh. You can hear the Grange people here are roaring and shouting here. The Grange physio has come in saying, did you see that hit, Gus? Jamie McLaughlin has shouted then.
And Matthew Clavin has a black card here, definitely.
And Matthew Clavin, he might just pair it up because...
I think he will.
Because Alan McLaughlin is offered a black card. Will he pair it up? He has, Cian. He has paired it up.
It was so silly from Matthew. Like, you know, at this time of the game, you're after being dealt a huge boost with Alan McLaughlin off the pitch, and then you go and step across a guy blatantly like that. It was always going to be a black card. He was always going to even it up.
So we, in Budden Haddon then, we've Matthew Clavin then. Matthew then is the substitute. He's off. And then their other midfielder, Adrian Frayne, that has collected a lot of it. Adrian Frayne now is on the ground, has collected a lot of ball. He's on the ground here with cramp. They're hoping that he can play on. They're not. They're stretching him off here.
Their two midfielders gone.
There are two midfielders gone. So where it was, where the momentum was looking towards, with Alan McLaughlin going for St. Pinoch Gales, then all of a sudden then it turned to Budden Haddon, and Budden Haddon then have lost now their two midfielders in the split of a second.
That's absolutely massive. Yeah, for Adrian Frayne to be going off injured straight after Matthew Clavin gets the black card. They were the two probably key men for Budden Haddon. They'd assist an awful lot of scores and winning an awful lot of breaking ball and clean ball at midfield.
Budden Haddon 14 points, Melosha Gales 1 goal and 10 points. This game brought to you by Brennan Agri and Budden Haddon, and thank you for your sponsorship here for this game here. Rory O'Brien here is on tech here as well for Sligo GA TV, and thank you to him and his team for producing such state-of-the-art technology here today. When we're watching, say, Melosha Gales versus Budden Haddon, Jamie McLaughlin, how Jamie would love a bit of success with, say, Melosha Gales. Say, Melosha Gales come and attack in that man, Joseph Keaveney, a great player for, say, Melosha Gales, gives it to Luke Towie. Luke Towie, fresh from Australia, has come back then with Jamie McLaughlin 45 yards out, but Jamie will, he's like Roy Keane, he won't give away the ball too handy, he'll fist it over, and Grange are just queuing up, but there is 15 players behind the ball, and Grange, there's 15 players of Budden Haddon behind the ball, and Grange are on their own, are on Budden Haddon's 45 yard, a bit of a hopeless ball over, and will favour, it's gone out to the other end of the sideline. It's a Budden Haddon ball. Budden Haddon, they're going to take a deep breath. They got lucky there, Cian.
They did. They got lucky. To be honest, I think you have to fancy Melosha at the moment, just given what's going on with the midfield, Budden Haddon being off the pitch. 14-14, and they've had the momentum in the second half.
Budden Haddon come on attack here in that man with Rory O'Dowd. Rory O'Dowd scored 2 points already to give it to Cian Brett. Cian Brett, plenty of experience, gives it to that man, Conor Murray. Conor Murray, great bit of running, he's a great bit of stuff. He's soloing, he's coming straight through the middle, gives it then to his forward. Oh, that's great defending from Melosha Gales. I think it was James Herity all the way back there. I think James has scored 2 points in this game so far, and such a block he pulled out there. Grange coming on attack, they can feel it in their fingers, as they say. There we have Owen McHugh coming, and Owen McHugh, intelligently enough, attacks. He knew going at him and wins his free 45 yards out. They don't have their free taker, Alan McLaughlin, they'd be hoping to recycle this again, Cian Brenny.
Yeah, they'll have to go short here, it looks, with Al McLaughlin off the pitch, as you say, their main free taker, and just it's around the 45 here on the right hand side. But another turnover from Budden Haddon after a great run by Conor Murray. He came up the pitch about 60 metres and it was showed great pace.
Budden Haddon 14 points, St. Melosha Gales 1 goal and 10 points. St. Melosha Gales in, it was a beaten finalist last year. How they would like to go a step further this year and win it this year. They'd be meeting either Budden Haddon or Melosha Gales will be meeting St. Farnan's in the final. But it's not over here yet. Budden Haddon 14 points, Melosha Gales 1 goal and 10 points. St. Melosha Gales come on attack here, back in the form of James Herity. James Herity outside of his right foot. And right and wide. With the form he's in, Cian, he was right to go first, but as you said earlier on, it was a 50-50 shot outside of the right foot, 40 yards out. right and wide.
Yeah, no, he had a little bit of money in the bank from the two earlier on, and then coming back there and doing the tracking and doubling up with that great block with Luke Casserly just a moment ago. But like, at this time of the game, you need a steady head, and that's a really tough shot to take on.
A really, really tough shot as well. Luke Casserly, and we have Councillor Marie Casserly as well. She's in front of us. She has no nails left. She celebrated her birthday. I won't say what age she was, but she celebrated her birthday this year. She has all her nails nearly gone looking here at her beloved Samuel Oshagales, hoping to see them in a final. But Budden Adden are not over yet. Budden Adden have no midfield pairing that started, but they're coming on attack. There's still a point up here in this game here in the closing minutes here. Samuel Oshagales still feel that there's more in the tank. Carl Burns comes on attack, gives it to Owen McHugh. They reckon it's a bit high, the tackle, and Gus Chapman says free for Owen McHugh. Owen McHugh wanted to start to get away with it quickly, but Gus Chapman says no, you'll have to come back with it, and now has called a hot ball, I think, Ian.
Yeah, like Owen McHugh got one free there very well. He tried to just move the game on a bit quickly. There's Budden Adden guys around him, so he broke through the crowd just to take his free. He didn't take it from the right spot, but it's a little bit harsh because the Budden Adden guys weren't retreating.
A little bit harsh. He has given a yellow card to Barry Cafferkey. Barry Cafferkey, and he has given a black card to Owen McHugh.
Must be dissent.
I think Owen might have said a few harsh words to Gus. Gus didn't like it. Look, you have to show a bit of respect at this game too, I suppose, Keane.
Yeah, no, definitely. And look, I've been in the situation before when you're frustrated, and I can see why Owen was very frustrated with that decision. But yeah, I'm not sure what he said, but I'm sure it wasn't too kind.
Gus throws up the ball here, and Grange win it here. Their Grange bench are going mad. But Grange come on attack here in their own 45-yard line. Plenty of running here. And that man, James Herity, oh, God, a good hit off the ball. Oh, that was a big hit. There was no need for that. There was a hit off the ball there. He'd given the ball off, fisted it off. Budden Adden came in late with his shoulder. There's only one outcome there. Gus Chapman's going to give a free all day. Now, Grange, on the midfield here line, the ball in the hands of Jamie McLaughlin here, hoping to get an attack. Oh, that man, Daniel Cafferkey, is it? Daniel Cafferkey being talked. He gets another black card here. Barry Cafferkey, he gets a black card as well. There is drama. I said at the start that the sun was shining down here like a spotlight on the stage. Well, there is plenty of drama here in Markovic Park. There was plenty of drama here yesterday between Eastgate and St. Farnan's. That is no different here today. St. Miloshki has 1 goal and 10 points, but Naden 14 points. And here's a free in about 20 yards out. Free in here for St. Miloshki Gales to level it here. Alan McLaughlin here is off still. Who's going to take this free? Probably James Herity steps up. They're all
James
looking.
Herity.
No, Langan. Langan is going to come over. Langan has got a great score already on his right foot. An accurate enough player. Langan here, hopefully, Michael Langan, hopefully can put this over. That's what he'd be hoping for anyway. He scored a lovely score already with his right foot. Good right foot on him. He takes one hop, two hops on the ball. He takes another hop on the ball. I hope that's not just nerves on Michael's part. He's eyeing up the post. He's eyeing it up again like a Johnny Wilkinson type. He's the ball just in front of him. He takes one step, two steps, three steps, like a Mark Brenny type, with his right foot over, and it's over the bar. It's over the bar here. That is a great score by substitute Michael Langan here. I thought there was a bit of nerves in him, but not a bit.
No,
but
Naden
14 points, Miloshi Gales 1 goal and 11 points.
Oh, that was quality from Michael Langan to come on to score a point from play. Young guy, and take that free kick with what's at stake.
But Naden now hoping to win this break, but no, it favours then. There, Luke Towie straight from Australia bursts through like an Aussie Rules, gives it to Joseph Keeney, and Joseph Keeney with his right foot straight over the bar. But Naden 14 points, St. Miloshi Gales 1 goal and 12 points. You'd be looking at it here, Cian, saying that it's Miloshi Gales win.
Definitely, look, you see the repercussions immediately of not having the two boys in midfield for Budden Adden. Great ball from Luke Towie into Joe Keeney, Chris Gore.
It's all over here. Budden Adden 14 points, Miloshi Gales 1 goal and 12 points. Miloshi Gales advance through to a Connacht Gold Intermediate Football Final, where they will be meeting St. Farnan's. Interestingly enough, they've met St. Farnan's this year and they've bet St. Farnan's. They're hoping to go one better from last year where they were beaten finalists. Overall, Budden Adam just... They'll rule out them misses, and especially when the midfield pairing that was so good throughout the game went off. That was a huge turning point for them, Cian Brenny.
Yeah, we said it at the time when Matthew Clavin got the black card. It was just a poor decision from him to check his man, and then for the exact same play for Adrian Frayne to come off injured. It's just extremely unfortunate. You have to say though, like Grange or St. Malachy Gales, I've been mixing the two all day, but like they robbed that one. They absolutely robbed it. But yeah. great composure at the end from Joe Keane to slot it over a point.
They definitely did. I know management team there, Mr. Langan will have them properly tuned for this final as well. This game brought to you by Sligo GA TV. Rory has been immense in the setup of this. This game has been brought to you by Sligo GA TV and sponsored by Brennan Agri, Budden Adam. So it is St. Malachy Gales will meet St. Farnan's in this year's Connacht Gold Intermediate Football Championship.